Hi, it's Avril here, your very own transformational coach. And today I'm going to take you through a little technique, a little NLP technique that's going to really help you get things done. So if you've been putting off doing lots of different things for the last few months and really found it a bit challenging to get yourself motivated, this little technique will really help give you the push that you need. It's nice and simple. There's no hypnosis involved in this one whatsoever. All you need to do is just sit down and let me guide you through a nice gentle visualization. And then after the process, you can repeat as often as you want to help you get things moving. So all you need to do is just find a comfortable place and sit down and settle in and relax. So what I want you to do is to just choose a situation where you maybe feel a bit out of control. Not because you don't have the knowledge or skills to do whatever it is you want to do, but simply because your emotions get the better of you. And an example of this might be you've got a fear of success or even a fear of failure, but there's something that just simply holds you back or stops you from doing it. Okay. And then once you've chosen that situation, the next thing I want you to do is to understand at this point that this is simply an attitude that's stopping you from doing something that you know you should and can do. So I want you to decide as richly as possible what you will be doing when you are back in control. Choose a specific example of what that behaviour might be, and preferably one that you can test immediately after this exercise. So choose a specific task or behaviour, something that you will actually be able to do at the end of this exercise. So the next thing, I'd just like you to sit comfortably in a chair and then just imagine yourself floating out of your body. Imagining yourself sitting a little bit behind and up from your physical body. Kind of just like there's another part of you floating up and behind yourself. And in your mind's eye, now you may want to close your eyes for this, it's entirely up to you. Personally, I always prefer to close my eyes. And in your mind's eye, what I'd like you to do is to see the back of your head. So just get a sense of where the back of your head is. And if you feel you're not particularly visual, that's absolutely okay. Just get a sense of what it would be feel like to be floating up and out and being behind your physical body. And just become aware of the back of your head and the width of your shoulders. See the back of your head and the width of your shoulders. And then begin to notice what your clothes look like from that point of view. What are you wearing? What colours are they? And again, just get a sense of what that feels like. And if you can, make this picture as fully dimensional as possible. Really, really get a sense of what the colours are, how big it is, as much as you possibly can. And then what I'd like you to do is to simply imagine that you see yourself starting to stand up. Just imagine you go from sitting to standing position. And as this happens, I'd like you to actually stand up. So that you're in precisely the same position as you imagine the image to be. So as you imagine it, as you imagine yourself standing up, you stand up too. And then what I would like you to do is repeat this thought and action several times. But each time you do it, make it faster and faster each time. So the first time around, it may be a slow process as you become accustomed to imagining yourself floating out your body, seeing yourself from the back of the head and the width of your shoulders, and getting that sense of a three-dimensional image, and then slowly going into a stand-up position, and then repeating several times much faster, each time doing the exact same thing and seeing yourself standing up, standing up. until you can feel yourself being pulled to your feet simply by the image itself. You're feeling almost propelled to just stand up. So just keep repeating through that process. And imagine you're standing a little behind and up from an image of yourself about to start the activity. And make sure that it's in the same position and has the same qualities as the standing exercise. And again, all you need to do is repeat this exercise several times. Run the activity from start to finish, doing it faster and faster, stepping into the image each time until you feel that same pull as before. And just simply go through this process. And then at the end of the process, test it by starting whatever the activity it was that you had in your mind and following it all the way through at least 3 times. And then sit down quietly for a few moments. And then imagine how your life will be different and better as this new skill begins to generalise out into other equally more useful and appropriate areas in your life. The more you're able to visualise and see yourself taking action and doing the thing that you want to do, then the more your inner resources will pull you and magnetise you towards being able to do that. Always starting with the intention, choosing the situation that you feel you want to get control of again. And just keep repeating from step one all the way back through again. It's a nice, simple technique. And to give it that added extra, a little bit oomph, why not at the end do one of the audios? The self-confidence audio or a belief change audio that I've sent you previously, why not do one of those? And that will give it that extra oomph just to get you going. So good luck, enjoy the process, and drop me a note and let me know how you get on with it. That's great, and I shall speak to you all very soon. Take care.